Because, you know, it's 2:45 on 7-Eleven. While we are reading Matthew 7:11.
Sorry, I'm choking on a pickle.
That's my mama. That's never marries. I love it. It comes out and I'm just like, I understand that too.
It's all right.
Do you have the Bible app on here? No, I'll put
it. You know, I took a cucumber from the store. Those little baby ones that you see sometimes.
Okay.
And I rinsed them off, brought them, washed them off with my soap, and I stuck them in that pickle, that big jar that you brought me. I stuck these in there, and they've cured, and they're delicious. So if you have a jar of pickles at home, go buy you some little beauty. Not the big kind. The big kind you can soak in there, but you got to peel them, and you got to eat them, like, within 30 minutes to an hour, because then they get too gushy to eat. Anyway, that's...
She experimented for y'all.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yeah. Like, we're looking up something to read here. You ready?
No, because this is...
Okay, well, I'm going to keep talking about pickles till you're ready to...
Is this NIV? Whatever. It's here now.
Okay.
Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, Matthew 11, truly, I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist, yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. That's Matthew 11, 11.
All right.
Back up. Thank you.
So if Matthew 11:11 means something to you, write it down, people. It means something because God's talking to you. It might not mean it right now, but it might mean it in the future. Keep you a little journal. That's Mama V talking. And I'm still eating my pickle if anybody's curious. Sorry, go ahead, baby.
Okay, so, Matthew 7:11. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Now continuing on, because that's where I was at. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. You know what? Yeah, that part. That's where we was.
And it made you go look for broad.
No, I didn't look it up because I instantly went to 21st century broad is somebody that would do sexual stuff. And I was like, leads to destruction. I was like, so that is probably what that was supposed to be. Okay. How it was said.
Okay. Yeah, because when you read it and it hit you,
American. There we go. It was like the word didn't finish.
There you go.
So, yeah. Immigrant, American, 21st century, because now I'm just spit bubbling. That's where I was. Raising. Wait.
When you were saying that you were raising two boys of your own, is that where you're at?
I don't know where it was going.
You were sort of connecting with your mom. You were connecting with mom about how...
Raising two kids.
Yes. And that you had learned to keep them fit.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
There you go. Now remember.
Raising children. There we go.
Mm.
I don't know. It sounds like a car horn. Okay. So we were at Matthew 7.
11.
No, we got to... Oh, so I should definitely say verse numbers. Verse numbers. Especially if I'm gonna... Yeah. Ooh. And many enter it, because I'm just... For even through the narrow gate. All right, so I got to work on reading. For sure. Reading from a phone. All right. Definitely why I set my desk up with two screens. So I can have the Bible on the big one. Or, no, more intimate. Yeah, the Bible on the one in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to put it back on the... I need a different screen. I am using a MacBook. Oh, Jesus, I shouldn't say that. Oh, no, 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 flag. Add flag.
Hey, that's a good thing because you can keep the real stuff real. Because even when you edit, you can keep a copy of what's really going on, right?
Yeah.
Because the real stuff can stay on for the babies. And the edited stuff can be edited for what you need it for. You gotta
use your knowledge,
but you gotta keep this for posterity. You gotta keep what's happening right now for posterity. So, you know what I mean now. I'm done.
At 6:47, it actually was 6:45 when you said it. Oh, yeah, it's like, it's not an interview, but I'm interviewing myself, because.
Can you please read
me? Interview mom? With God.
Please feed me something, baby.
What
I
you
don't
want?
Care what.
Mm.
Just warm up the whatever there was left over, and I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, you don't gotta do it right now. Right now.
What?
Go with your flow. I'm just saying, feed me soon.
See, that's 7:17. Okay, I know what that means. What do you want? Don't do it.
Yeah. And there's Chinese food in the
okay.
in there.
Warm it all up
and bring it all over here.
Okay, so do you want me to
keep it going? Sure, why not? I'll talk. Yeah, because I feel like this is probably better with you right now, and it definitely is better with you. I got 100 people. Whenever they're around, talking. I managed to confuse her ass because I was trying to go through what I was going through, then I was trying to help her connect to hers, but while she was trying to connect to hers, then mine kept interfering. So I told her, look, just record it. Excuse me. So my whole thing is God is working, God is moving. We have gone through things separately and together. And have grown with each other. We haven't let each other as mother and daughter that we have become is more of a spiritual base. And also, even though we're not of each other's blood, we are of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for us. We both understand that. We both touch on many levels because of our histories. And she was writing down my testimony, and she wrote down enough where she's been filled in on everything else. There's just something about, and I'm speaking of my daughter, Miss Taya Watson, who has been there by my side no matter what, brings me everything I need. And I got hungry, so I asked her to go make me some food, and she's gonna straighten up her shit when she's in there, and when she comes back, I'm gonna eat, and we're gonna be all right. I'm just saying, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten well in a while. I've been really sick to my stomach, and my baby knows how to take care of me, and I know how to take care of her. Sometimes she's so itchy, and it hurts me because I can't even stand to have one little itch. I can only imagine for my skin to be all torn up because of it. But I have to just sort of do what I can for her, and that's it. That's what we're doing. We're building on this. One of the things I've asked her to do is part of my testimony is that I always wanted to graduate from Houston Baptist University. My question to God and my promise to God was that I wanted to be a missionary. And I asked my pastor when I was 11 years old. I accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior at the age of 11 at an Easter retreat that I had gone to when I went with the Baptist Church in Driscoll, where I was raised. And I saw the scene of the crucifix, and up until then I had been Catholic and I understood everything that was happening, and I had started reading the Bible and understanding it and understanding the sermons and the Bible classes and everything that I was going to. And I just always had questions about that, and I asked my pastor, you know, what can I do? I want to do this. You know, what can I say? How do I, you know, what do I need to do? And he was a very wise man, and he said, I cannot tell you. It will be sort of told to you as you grow.
Pick if you want.
As you grow.
I can go ahead.
Pick. It is not warmed up yet. Pick.
Oh my God.
What?
The oily part spilled. Okay. But that's nothing. It's in the bag. It had spilled even before it made it here.
Oh, damn.
The first time, so.
Well, you don't need that part.
No, but just pop both of them in there and I'm going to eat. Oh. I'm hungry.
Soft soap. Well, I guess I'm using it now. Okay. So I see where I need some work at, which is my face.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
You know what's funny? I met the old lady. Her name was Molly. She was so cute, though. As much as she pissed me off, she was cute as shit. She reminded me a lot of Rain Man.
Oh.
Poor lady.
Flipping
in
my chin. Like, I've been rubbing that hoe lately.
You know what?
I think there's a song called Lately that came
Don't
out.
Don't touch nothing yet. Because that's Chile. That's on here, and I'm gonna put it in a bag so you don't gotta touch it, okay?
Get some.
That way you can just pop this whole thing in there. All that red right there is hot sauce.
Whoop.
I don't need you touching it.
Whoop. Thank you.
Use only that side.
Okay, I
pop it in 10 minutes and then whatever happens. If it burns, if it cooks, whatever. I want both of these. I don't want you to touch the chili.
Well, now I don't
sorry, baby.
I don't apologize. Because you actually cared enough to put it back in the bag.
I tried. And it's everywhere. I mean, it's on me everywhere.
No, it's just that. Okay, you gave me. Look, you said it for birds.
No, but I know. You know what I mean. See, girl. There goes your literal side. Okay, I have oil everywhere. Okay, hold on to my face here. Let me stretch my leg out. Because, oi, okay, now, I don't know why I'm having so much problems. I'm about to get fed. Okay, let me put the... Let me put these chips up. Let me listen to some old music. Are you going to play or not?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Well, I wasn't...
Try speaking closer to the mic.
I wasn't talking to you. Dang.
Sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free.
What? There's another. This one's yours.
There's a little bitty spoon over here. It sure did make some pretty songs. I remember my mom and my dad saying that when they were
young that there were pretty songs and that our songs were ugly. I listened to songs from my time and I'm like, they sure were pretty songs, and the songs from now are sort of weird. But anyway, our generations grow and grow. And we just gotta learn to do what we can for them, for each other, and try to figure it out. It's an everyday thing.
Get your ass. I really want to kick you out, but I feel like I shouldn't. So I'll wait.
I'm good with whatever you bring me, mom.
I don't know. You told me you want to go for
it. Yes, yes. I'm going to eat.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how hot or how cold it is. I'm going to eat it. That's okay. What I'm saying.
She's like, and what about me? And I'm like, what
I'm going to feed her.
Don't worry. So, yes, princess.
This is my birthday dinner, mom. Thank you.
You go outside?
She's so sweet.
Oh, are you dancing with me? Come on.
She's just so...
Okay, let me go check her food.
So needy, needy, needy. When this is cold, when it's cold, I will feed her.
Wonder what?
I said when this is cold enough, I'll feed her. She's good. She hates the boys better when they came.
Oh yeah,
that's the first thing they do. They give her food.
I definitely peeped that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I asked them to please water her and feed her. They're more than willing to, and I was grateful because I couldn't even feed myself all day, so. You're gonna like those noodles.
Came along and stole my heart when you entered my life. Oh, babe, got what it takes, so major my wife. Since then, I never look back. It's almost like living a dream.
I'm gonna feed her in a minute, mom.
Come here, little girl. So thank you for making me hungry. Thank you for feeding me.
That's why the hell when them people hit me with that whole girl. Yeah. Live at 5. Okay, so I was doing an AA meeting. I'm glad. You know what? Yes. Because it's not recorded. So. All right, stop. I don't know. Freedom of the press. Oh, damn. She. And I okay, Coke. So can I have one? May I please have one?
Yes.
But whatever you just put in there, I don't know what. You didn't want
it's
me to touch it.
It's not that hot. It's not that hot. Okay. Look. Let me take as much of it as I can.
No. Damn, we really put two.
All right, Mama. I forget.
Wrong.
I forget.
When I'm high. I like hot stuff. So, to me, it just tastes sweet.
Let me get some out and then. What's that?
That's pork.
I guess this is that day.
But the. Yeah. This wind sour sauce in the refrigerator.
Baby, you got it. Oh, it goes to this?
It's in a squeeze thingy. It looks like it tastes good.
I can't taste it. When do I ever be able to? Here we are back at the regular schedule. I can't taste nothing. Mm-hmm. The chicken noodle, Mama, I just said chicken noodle. No, and doggone well, it wasn't chicken noodle. It was straight up chicken and dumpling, I think.
Yes.
I mean, the dumplings is a noodle.
Did you like it?
The taste was lit.
Yeah.
I just, they dumpling concept, even, can you give me, look, I will do this crossover. Chicken and dumpling. Flavor. That's it. That was it.
Did it pick on you?
I didn't. That was it. I can't chew it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Girl, get your... Man,
you
I'm sorry.
You just throw her pieces.
Come get it, princess.
You can throw
come
her
get
pieces
it.
Of that meat. Oh, I'm not in here.
Come get it. Come get it, baby girl. Stop watching me eat. You eat. Don't let your food get cold looking at somebody else's plate. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you. J. Cole hit me. Who? No, that wasn't even J. Cole. Ooh, mama. I straight up said J. Cole. No one's a Christian hip hop artist. I feel so bad. And I listen to NJ. NJ go, huh? Because I'm going to have to put this on. I'm put myself on blast. Be like, oh, yeah.
I'm just going to put some of my shit.
We gonna see.
I'm eating good from right here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you more than once. Thank you more than twice. He was like, look, you don't like this stuff. So you better get it right if you want teeth. I'm like, okay. So you gonna be at somebody else's stuff. Well, you are there. Just not all the way.
This is the only Chinese place that I like their leftovers more than I like their original. I like the freshness. Don't get me wrong. It's still good.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I ate the little thing of noodle and the egg roll, my tummy was like, you're good.
Oh.
So I poked at everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good shit. Mm-hmm. See, and I was too full to eat it. I said, no. You're the only Chinese place that I cut for on reheating.
I taste it.
Every other Chinese place, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But the little egg roll was good, and the egg gave me some more, you know, gave me nutrition back in my body in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's thick.
Hmm.
It gave me just what I needed. And then a little bit later, I poked around at the food and I said, nope, I'm going to put it up. I'm not going to let food waste.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sat down to read my book with this stuff. I ate all my fruit. I ate my yogurt. Thank you for my, that's, this is my, this is my mm-hmm. birthday. I made me a sandwich. I brought me my, what I, the pickle I was eating and chips and.
Mm-hmm.
I ate all the fruit and the yogurt and I knocked out. So I knew I had eaten enough to make it.
I see, look. Because you know, I've realized that. I got happy eat.
Mm-hmm. But if not, we won't eat.
And I'd be like, look, I sat down, I ate with Taylor. I ain't gonna lie to you, I did. He was up. I seen a little boy sandwich at the table. I said, oh no, you can finish this. Whatever you got, you gonna finish this. Only reason why I ain't finishing my sandwich is because I'm gonna come back to mine. It's gonna be soggy, mayonnaise, and everything. I'm finna come to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna make me some more. Matthew gave me some. I'm gonna make a big thing of tuna just so you know what? Half of this is mine, but y'all can have some. Real talk. Because I'm gonna eat it. I know I'm gonna eat tuna. Mm-hmm. Add some overtime, add my pickles back in there. Because I. Mama, you see how high up I was when I was eating. Girl, I was eating fruit. Mind you, I had stopped eating fruit before because how long have I been allergic to fruit? Because, mm-hmm. Latex.
Mm-hmm.
When I found out about not latex condoms. Girl, let me tell you.
It's gonna get much better.
Let me tell you. I got pregnant. Okay.
Is she right there?
Mm-hmm. No, I'll give them all to her.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. That's it.
Okay.
I was like, look, man. I got played. I got so played. But damn. It's like she meant to do. By making sure. I mean, you know what? I did have a high road. But I was too low. And they'll be hitting, bro.
Right there. Damn.
Mm. My white girl should have came over. She'd have cleaned up this whole motherfucker with these kids sleep, with us right here, everything.
I can't wait till I can clean my house up again.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't wait. No dog, no nothing. Nothing. I'm gonna put all my stuff in a container and put it in the middle of the room, cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna set up two in each room and I'm leaving for a week. We're going courses. Before school starts.
Yeah.
We're leaving. We're gonna go for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, however the fuck. I don't know. I'll let you know. But we're leaving. We're gonna go. I'm gonna show you everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take you to church. Everything. And I don't have. Taylor's already been. So.
Mm-hmm.
Already.
Mm-hmm. I go get my faucet. I brush my teeth. Oh my god. My dental hygiene, like for real, it's just 3, 4, 5, 4, 5, 6. What do we say it was? Is it in this one? Is it? Oh. He hit me with something in my notebook. Uh-huh. Patience. Enjoy the process. Time to stand up to my fears, to my depression, to my haters. Time to be the greatest I am made to be. My biggest enemy is me. Not anymore. I love you, Talia. You can do it. You got this, Talia. When they say you are not worth it, I say I am worthless with them. 3, 2, 1. Hey. Okay. But I am worth more without them. I will not scratch my faults away. I must learn and do as taught. Stop missing moments. Have fun. Oh, okay. So that was supposed to be changed right there. Okay. Now there's some stigma too. That's why, you know.
Yeah.
That I got that eye twitch. That's that. Mm-hmm, that's that. That judgy shit. All right. When good things happen to me, I do deserve it. When something is removed, it is for the best. Smile and move on.
Easier said than done, as we know. But when it happens, it happens.
I should not want to please any person. I am not here. Now, mind you, I wrote this. When did I write this? 12/11/20. At least that's the last date.
That's true.
Hmm?
Just the past few months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a hard part for you.
Because, see, I also have something about being freaky. I was like, what? December, here we go. What's going on here?
That was right before Christmas. You want to break the shelter?
No, I was back home at this point.
Okay. I don't remember more. You know more than me.
I'm looking. You know, I write.
It will make sense in a little bit. It's just a little reminder.
Oh no. That looks like an appointment. That's an appointment. So this... Okay, so I was also dealing with the... Okay, so this is where I was dealing with... Hawk. Now, if you need to get out, I recommend you get out in domestic abuse. There's always a way out. There's always a way out, bruh. I called you that night. You were like, I can't come get you. I'm like, that's cool. I need to talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me.
I don't even remember the exact date, but I remember talking to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna remember. July 7th. Matter of fact, yeah. Why? Because I knew, no, July 6th. Right after he left, he took Taylor. Ashley went wherever the fuck she went. Bullshit you not. Wherever she went. Because this was Kendall's birthday. Because I wanted to tell him happy birthday. Because, of course, I'm like, hey, you still here, right? Cool. Great. You don't contact me anymore. I tried to hit you up. You didn't switch up on how to contact. And you realize that's the one way I don't. And then you haven't told me new number. Or I lost my Facebook again. Look. These new passwords and shit. That's why I got off. That's why I said the fact that I popped up on Facebook, mama. The fact that I popped up at whatever time I popped up. It was early. It was about this time because I was up there with Caitlin.
It was early in the morning, yeah.
326. Three times. 326. Maybe. Let's see. 326. 40-40. Okay. Because it's in there, too. Let me write that. But I'm definitely trying to figure out when this... This is when I was hit hot. And... Okay, so I feel like I should explain the numbers. Palindromes, which is like 606, like I'll say it. You'll see it pop up. Close. No, it wasn't. It was actually 4104. You added that. That's not fair. This is where we talk. We get into it. Because I missed 14. It was supposed to be, you get where I'm at now. Sometimes we, oh, Jesus. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
These numbers don't like each other.
That's a thing for me. And I guess... because
it's okay. I'm listening.
But, and so I'm writing... I'm looking back at my journal. Because for some reason, I keep pulling out journals that pull up certain months. Like, mm-hmm. I pulled out my journal during the... June 6, 2020. I don't know if that's pasta or my teeth, because I really do need to take care of my shit. Let's unpack the tomfoolery of this week. Oh Jesus. Anyway, so this is actually a journal that I had.
And that for that day last year?
For the whole thing last year. I believe majority of this. And then I had a red suede journal. 6-6-20. Lord, bless me with some underwear that fits because they shouldn't run away as I run. We have... On to the next hustle. Time to get paid. My daily life is interesting to me. When I tell stories about things in my life, people listen and are left in awe.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I love about you. You can talk about anything.
Matt rode the bus for the first time. I can't donate plasma for a while. Noah's Ark now looks like a battleship in the sky. 6-7-20 says, can you? Oh no, it continues. Today will be calm, especially inside me. This week's concentration is creativity. I don't even know who said that. Start writing the next chapter of my life. Okay. What do I have to offer to the world? Music, knowledge. When to play, when to stay. And it's like the sticker that says nope. Mind you, this chick just came out with a song on it, and I was like, oh, was somebody reading my shit? But at the same time, I was like, you know what? No, God tells the same story to different people. It's just how you put it out there. And I was like, you know what? Cool. The question of do I do right in spite of them doing wrong? How do you not realize when you break down? How do you keep going? Why do I speak about myself in second or third person? When did I separate? Why did I separate? That's the basis. As many facets of me, but still only one me. How about no? I was like, what? I wrote that. Mm-hmm. Cheesecake, chips, bread, milk, cereal, honey buns, frosted fruit snacks. Reese's Puffs, Cocoa Puffs. Now.
Damn, shopping in?
Right? When I start to check in with myself, I notice small things that I let slide. How can you ask me about trust? What is trust really? Because it seems hardwired in me to trust people at face value, when in actuality, they aren't worth it. Am I even worth trusting anymore after being used, abused, and thrown away, then turn around and use and throw away. Man enough, woman enough, human enough. When you change who you hang around, you bring me down and up. Why do you bring me down? I have brought myself down enough. Huh, it's interesting. So,
But there's truth in that. Yeah. A lot of truth in that.
Go back to school. What necessity can I offer? My story, day by day. Oh! Okay. When was that? At 3:31. Come on. This is why... Fuck the fake. That's gonna piss me off. Oh, I gotta do all that. I gotta do all of that? Okay. Flag. Because I can flag it on this shit. That's what I need to do. Leave it unlocked for right now while I'm reading. I hope. Okay. Or put it in my headphones. No. Anyway. What I learned. If I sit on my ass, why should I be upset if they do? It's time to move. Next chapter. Time to do for me. Smile. See myself in... Ooh, that's a good one. See myself in vision, love, emulate. S, smile at me, look at me. M, see me, be me. I, Talia J. Watson. L, lover of music. E, seer of the best in people. What? Okay. What? Okay. Hearer of secrets. Ooh, yes. Mama. Mm-hmm. Hearer of secrets, huh? Mm-hmm.
It's for you. I'm listening.
Bearer of unwarranted knowledge. They just speak to me. Where do I file what was just said? Like, that's my calling. Listen to others. Oh, because I definitely fell into the prophets of the Bible. I was like, oh, these people really did sit there and just go, all right, Lord, what are we doing with this? I don't need to. There. That like, last, you throw it to them.
That last verse that you just read from what we were just reading from 7-Eleven. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
The very last sentence or verse. It said something about the prophets, and I was like, I think we need to go study the prophets.
Where is it? No, I don't know where. What is you playing music on that one?
Matthew 7:11.
Okay, so I did write that part down. Okay, yeah. Flag again.
But it's at the very, very end.
Okay, so. Like, where do I file what? Because I did. So, bearer of unwarranted knowledge. They just speak to me. Where do I file what was just said? Because I'm for real. Every single person that has been in my life, they have all. You too. Me too. Because now I'm sitting here going, oh, because I. That, okay, what do I call that? How do I. All right, so bounce it off to him. I guess that's it. So. Listen, so like that's my calling. That's where we come back in. Listen to others. Who listens to me? Like, I don't make sense to myself sometimes, not to mention the blank moments. Since I was young, aggressions is met with either silence or more aggression, which, yeah, until it was like,
can you keep this for me? Mm-hmm.
Ooh, say say we to me time.
Okay.
Say
we.
Yep. Oh well, here shit. I read it. Fuck, and I still missed. And it's just we. All right, Lord. 49, 45. Okay. Oh, is that my answer? Wait, that's a double. That was a double.
Say we to me time and we to me time. W-E.
Ah, thank you.
because we're two or more gathered. That one hit me when I was in here.
Yes. Okay. So, cause I read it, but it didn't hit. I want to change that. Piece by piece, I am. I can stay calm and quiet, but when I am silent and working to process what is said and the response, why can't I take time to respond? Why must I rush my answer? Who will allow me to speak and not judge? Stay and open and be open. Not scared that I am not perfect, but perfect for what I go through. Okay. I would definitely throw in that Spotify song there, Billie Eilish. But y'all gotta get it. Well, we'll see. Unstable, disconnected, the negative things I say to myself, I'm my biggest hurdle. As long as I'm positive to myself, I attract positive. Yes, negative will come my way, but trusting myself, loving myself, take actual care of myself. Blessed. Even when I don't feel it, all things are a blessing. Every breath, every thought, if used correctly. You know what? Okay, flag. Our blessings. I speak blessings. People wonder how I can just fall back from those who hurt me. I send them off with blessings. Even the worst offenders, I still don't damn them. I know what it feels like to be damned. And even the blessings are dampened. They aren't as powerful, so I choose not to dampen others. Sweet victory. Oh, name. Shackles off my feet so I can dance. So Disney trip. I put that in there. It's a maybe. Great example. Send me somebody who won't turn their back on me. Flag. Because, oh, Bible. There we go. Now I can, I'm just going to have to write the time. Oh, we're back to Matthew. Okay, so did we get to 6?
No, because we started at 7, somewhere on 7, probably.
Like oh, 7. Okay, let me see. So we were at 13, yeah. Okay, enter through.
you see me train.
No, I was looking up, we were trying to figure out the vibe part this time. You want to read it?
No.
She's like, uh-uh. Savor slowly. Everything else can wait.
Oh, no. These I gotta eat. That's all
you
got.
You got some more.
Oh, I got more?
Okay. Yes.
I'm gonna eat both of these right now.
I know. I figured as much.
So good.
Yes, they are. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna feed for the vanilla. The vanilla. Right now, I guess, because until I can get this to really go. Mm-hmm. All right. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, and inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. All right, we have questions. I do. Because, like, so.
Are you in Matthew
again? Yeah, we're still in Matthew. Mm-hmm. So we fast forward to October 3rd, 2020. Hey! Thank you, Father. Pay for it. Someone's phone number. Living for me, speaking for you. Because this is fast forward. Because I didn't have this notebook for months. Because this was supposed to be the next one. But I told you. Bruh. Ashley came and picked him. I called Ashley. I said, Ashley, come get him. She was like, huh? I said what I said. Come get him. Because he didn't doubt it again. And Honey Bunch of Oats. If you don't, and she don't, and I put him out, she's like, I hear it. I said, oh no, do you? Do you? Come get him. She hangs up. She says, I'm on my way. You better be. Because I text, you better. I was like, please. So, that's what's going through my head. You want to know what comes out? Come get this man. Come get this. Because I'm screaming because I want to say boy, but I know if I say boy. I'm not going to kill him. You not? I'm not going to touch him. You not? No. Because if I do, it's a case by case. He can't file anything on me. You put your hands, your head, your weapon. But no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So I used my voice and I did. So. All right. So next. New chapter. New chapter. Smiling every day. Keeping everything positive. What does self-care look like for me? Hair done, nails done, prayer, shower, keeping schedule for self-care. Brush teeth, medication, contacts, positive affirmations. That's where I've been. I gotta put God right there, though. Because he ain't even in this list. Ooh, that's not good. Living for me, speaking for you. Ooh. That's probably why it's called what it's called. What can I do to keep me pushing towards my goals? Making one general calendar. Inside myself in the... I'll include myself in the calendar. I don't even know what I said. I'm going to have to figure out if I said inside, insight. Include God in my calendar. Let's do that. That's where I'm at. I feel him like tapping on some. I don't know if it hurts or if it's supposed to feel good. Oh, yeah. I think that. Oh, let's pop that. I'll have nothing for you. You know what? Here you go. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No more.
All right. So I was supposed to have at least two children's school districts, a college, my bills, and TV. I definitely keep up with the medications, get refills, schedule the day, weekends I can have Matt. Oh. Okay. In order to grow, must learn and grow. Love me. Keep happy thoughts. Not today, Satan. You get thee behind me. Oh, okay. Yeah, there was a lot going on there. Reset my vessel for myself. Am I setting protection around me? Yes. No, I can't. Oh, see, here we go. Oh, if I talk about that. Ooh, there's a reason. Take control of my energy first, no matter the story. Don't chakra, say it out loud. Impulse control. For like, because I wrote these in like a pen that always disappears after a while. Mm-hmm. And it's not on purpose. It's 3:47. Which is a sequential. Fizz. Breaking of chains. Oh. B-R-A-K? No. There's either. He, cause mama, he played that song, Break Every Chain. It was the only song he would play, and I'm sitting there going, okay, Lord. I did. I was like, okay, break every chain. Now, something popped up today in my Bible. Let me see if I can find my bookmarks. I started bookmarking stuff. I said, you know what? I'm going to bookmark this for a reason.
That's a good option.
Excuse me. That's why I was like, you got to get that app, the Bible app, for real, for real. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Like, the YouVersion Bible app, they've upgraded, but they've made it simple enough where, like, well, it works for me. It works for me because there's enough stuff that I can do and be okay. Mark 9:24. This is, I'm jumping real quick. That's just 25 or 29. No, because if that's not even a verse. That's not even a verse. I gotta check my bookmark. Where's my bookmark? Oh, now I gotta go find it. It did. It made me, I lost it. Because there's the second story. Because I came into the Bible. Oh, okay. Because I came into it here for a reason. Like, it just popped up. It was the verse of yesterday, I think. You unbelieving generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to... Okay. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into convulsions. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can, if I read it and I immediately went, if, ooh. But if you can do anything, and then I went, oh yeah, I've had that moment. Take pity on us and help us out. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for the one who believes. Now, if only you could see me do the whole, like, roll neck, looks dead at him in the eye, because I'm reading it from the Bible. So, you know what? We do look like he was looking at the man's eyes, man. The man's eyes. I was like, oh, okay, look, immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my belief. Now, I'm itching. I'm itching. When Jesus saw that a crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit. You deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you to come out of him and never enter him again. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive him out? He replied, this kind can come out only by prayer. Really? He had to tell him that? And now I'm sitting here like... It's a flaw in chemistry, not character. I'm looking at this. Stop the stigma. Support God, mental health awareness. Because he's in our hearts. And we got to get him in our head too. Be like, look, man, look. You know what? You know what can and what we can have. Anything. But you got to remember, y'all too fast now in 2021. If you put the if you see how long it takes y'all to read the Bible, it takes y'all a year to read the Bible, which is not bad considering it's generations of stuff.
You know what I like about reading the Bible nowadays is that you can do it like this, the way on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, I didn't even know that you could
I know how to go and highlight and all that stuff when you're reading text, and it'll take you straight to the definition of the word. I used to love to do that with just
the David, importance. I left him in the car again.
Uh-huh. So that's, I mean, I like that about being able to do it online now.
Well, y'all complain? Look. I'm going to say I grew up with people who like, look, we read the Bible, Bobo. And I'm like, well, so do I. But, you know, we got to write up in the Bible because we got to have a Bible, the notebook. We got to sit there and read that. So when y'all come into disturbing us.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm preparing myself in case.
Got you. Okay, so let me. Oh, no. You better do this right, little girl. I know, right? You have not mine. Do you? Yes, you do. That's also not mine because I did not bring my lighter because I did not want mine. Uh-huh. Bam. Because I am a what? I got it. A mom. And I had to. We got to flag that shit. 353. It's 354. So I feel like right now I definitely have to flag that. Because I don't know if they keep. This is. I think it's. We'll see. Ah. That's not how I do that. It's not even working right now. It's stuck. I did.
I got my little. You got those little toothpicks?
They in the car.
I know I have some right in there because I picked my tooth just the other day.
Where?
And right in that mess right there on the corner somewhere. Good luck if you can find it.
Yeah. I mean, I found other stuff.
Yeah.
Where is your thing, Mama? Is this it?
Oh, yeah. My tool stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I dumped it.
Can I put it back? Because it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, so you can put it back.
Well, no. I see why. This is unsafe. It is. It really is unsafe. That's probably why I don't fuck with my either. You need, for you, I found it on Wish. I'll send it to you and see what you say. Though I could definitely just go probably get it. And find where, like, if I could pick it up, I'll pick it up. Be like, look, let me find this somewhere. That's how I'm going to start doing on Wish. Because I picked them things up for like $1 today.
That's cool. That's what I like about the new Wish, is you just go pick it up.
Because you want to know why? Because people order stuff, and then they see how much it really is.
Yeah.
Or people order stuff, fucking forget. Because that's how Wish make their money sometimes. It's stores that keep the products, because some of them send it back and they grow. Don't do this again.
Right.
And then there's some that go, eventually somebody's going to actually want this. Because they read what that shit say. I'm still waiting. What did I order? This isn't safe either. That's not safe. These all need to be facing down. You know what I want? I know what I want to do with this. Get you some. No. Because that's wet. No. I think it comes dry. That planters, potters. Florist. F-L-O-U.
Florist.
There we go.
I'm so silly.
You know what I meant?
The.
They're potters. No, it's that green mushy
shit.
Oh,
the floral blocks and stuff.
But I believe there's a way to get it too. Because I see one toothpick. I don't know if is clean or not.
There should be in a little pack.
Oh, I did give you that bag. I did, didn't I?
Yeah, it's a little pack like this. It's there somewhere because I know. Look, there it is right in front of you. Right there where you just by the. Go up to the left. Right there. Right there.
Oh, is that right there?
I don't know what you were looking for, but that's what I was talking about.
Girl, no. That was, I didn't know. Well, look, I needed to get that out of the way. That was
driving me bonkers. You're doing the right thing. You're organizing for me.
That was driving me bonkers.
Because I want to, I just haven't been able to. I feel like that's why. 2 days of crap eating and 2 days of needing to sleep. So I'm just catching up to myself. Oh, I hate these damn fucking.
That'll be. They've been here longer than us. Whoop! They're just tiny now. They're like, all right, we're done.
We done.
Oh, no, you're not. So you become flies. Think about that.
I think the last thing you come back is as a fly.
Those toothpicks work really well. I like them.
You want one?
No, I'm good right now. I ate real good.
358.
It's a little hot.
What do you want? How do you want it?
Are you hot or is it just me?
I think I'm hot.
Put it at least one more degree on cool and leave the door open.
Yes, ma'am.
I have 2 degrees because we got 2 heaters in there. That's why it's hot.
Wait, shit. Okay, this 273.
Yeah, because little boys are like little heaters.
Yes.
And I've been covered.
I looked at Matt, I thought he was hot. He looked at me like, I'm not hot. I'm like,
he's like, your hands are cold. I was like, yeah, that's a normal thing. That's been ill. Oh, man. Break it. Okay. That's another thing. So it all ties together for me. Do you see how it tied together?
Yes, I'm watching you.
Like,
it might not all make sense to me, but that's why I'm telling you to build it. None of these numbers fly by you because they mean something to you, but it makes no connection to me. But you need to write it down so that you can remember, because they're just flying by you.
Matt rode the bus for the first time because I had Matt for the summer for the first time. Mm-hmm. I can't donate plasma for a while. All for a month later. Straight all like, cause he had to shed blood, but his blood is the ultimate blood, like for real. And then, what verse did I find in the Bible? Cause I know I definitely. This is where me and Apple lose it. 12:43. This is where we lose it. And we were in Mark 9. Mark 9, help me with my unbelief. Mark 9:24, you said that hoe was coming quick. Damn. This is coming quick. He was not Jesus, and he gonna pop up. I guess I'm gonna have to publicly say this. So, like, I felt... Okay, no, mama.